Come in. Oh, Mr. Smith, please do take a seat. Yep, sit right there, that's fine. So let me get my book. Where are we? So, you've been in this university for over 6 months, yet this is the third time this month that you've been called to my office. Can you explain exactly what's going on with you? Nothing. I see. So, do you think it's normal that you've been in a fight this year? Oh, of course it wasn't your fault, Smith. Of course it wasn't your fault. Then I hear that you've been coercing somebody out of their lunch. What's that about? Don't you think that's childish behaviour? I'd expect this from you, not even as a college child, as a primary school child maybe, but as a university student, absolutely unacceptable. Right. Let me get to my glasses on. So what's this latest incident that you've been involved in? Let me see, Mr. Smith. Right. Oh my gosh. Seems like you're spiralling out of control. Found wandering the halls. Oh, my goodness. Please, can you explain why you was caught in the ladies' shower room? You got lost, really? So, you've been here for over 6 months. The boys' shower is in block A, yet the girls' shower is in block B. That is opposite sides of the buildings. So how on earth could you have got lost? Explain yourself. Oh, you was tired. Sleeping, just woke up. Didn't you have any breakfast? No, you didn't have your eggy bread and soldiers. Oh dear. Okay then, so you just stumbled in there by mistake. All right, well, Smith, I've had enough of you. And if you think in this day and age, in this climate, that sneaking around in a girl's shower is acceptable to me, is acceptable to anybody, you have another thing coming. So I'm going to have to think long and hard about what I'm going to do with you. Because believe me, boy, this is the last time I'm going to see your face in my office. And if I see your face in here, it's going to be to say, toodaloo, goodbye, get your stuff and pack out. Do you understand me, Smith? Do you find something funny, Smith? Really? Can I ask you something? Have you ever heard of the term corporal punishment? No, you're not familiar with it. Well, let me tell you, boy. Back in my day, there was such a thing as corporal punishment, and an unruly student like you could be taken in hand. Did I say something funny? Taken in hand is funny to you. Oh, dear. I guess your problems go a lot deeper than what I can see right now. So I shall continue. And let me tell you, I'm even more annoyed because you're actually interrupting my lunch break. So excuse me while I take a sip of my tea, if you don't mind. As I was saying, so lucky for you, corporal punishment is now banned. So no, I can't whip and beat you with a cane. That's funny, is it? So what do you think corporal punishment is then? I beg your pardon? Can you repeat that? Because I'm not sure if I actually heard that right. S&M and bondage. You imbecile. You are an... Mr. Smith. Let me calm myself. Before I decide with your punishment, may I ask, do you have any issues at home? Should I be taking a more lenient view, a more sympathetic view towards you. Is there anything that I can help you with? Do you have any problems that you would like to discuss? Because I would surely like to know, Mr. Smith, what's going on in that little brain of yours. Oh, you don't have any problems. So you can't explain your unruly behaviour. You can't explain why you keep coming into my office. That is highly inappropriate. I don't care what you think I look like in my glasses. I'm not wearing them for your purpose, boy. Right. You're starting to get me very angry right now. So what I'm going to do, I don't want to do anything hasty. I need to think this through. I want you to write two letters. The first letter is going to be an apology to the girls. Yes, I want a red flag on top of your head. I want every girl in this university to know who the perverts are. And you, boy, are top of my list. So yes, that's the first letter. And the second letter is going to be slightly more personal. Something to me, something to explain your behaviour. Is there something funny here? You like it when I get angry? Really? Do you think these cheesy little schoolboy lines are going to work on me? Boy. Right. So before I lose my temper, write these two letters. Come back to me at the end of the day. I don't give a toss if you've got rugby training, boy. You should have thought about that. Shouldn't you? Before you was found creeping around the halls like the little pervert that you are. Right. So forget about rugby. And get out and let me finish my lunch. Disgusting little ruffian. I'll deal with him for sure.